The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerbergs and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Gather the pets.
How much is
if they're in the car, in the back seat, let them jump up in the front seat. Of course, you got rear speakers, probably. All cars have rear speakers. No problem. Leave them where they are. Because it's time to talk to your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Now, here's the deal. Free advice, free answers to your questions. All you have to do is call these numbers, but you need to call now. Put your name on the screen, the order you call. You will talk to your pet's best friend, 314-969. Look at those phones, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here is, from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Today.
Good doctor, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah.
Is there anything you need to fill us in on or tell us about, or we go right to the phone?
Yes, I know that there's a young band I'm related to going to be opening up at next Tuesday at the old Rock House at 7 p.m. or 7:30. It's the Pernikoff Brothers.
And what are they open? Who are they opening for?
Lucas Nelson. They're related to the Nelson family now, it seems like. That's Willie's son.
Oh.
And he sounds a lot like Willie. He's pretty interesting. He's very good, actually.
It's got to be tough to be Willie's son.
I think so.
You know, he does a different kind of genre. He's more of a rock guy.
It would be like if your boys got on stage and started treating animals. Yeah, it'd be a tough, you know. It'd be tough.
I got to also tell you, if it's okay.
Sure.
I guess I'm not going to tell you until I tell you. But we have a new little satellite clinic for healthy pets right at Clarkson and Clayton. It's called Dr. Doug's Healthy Pet Care, and that opens next week. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Now, what does that mean? A clinic for
healthy pets? We won't do any surgeries or anything like that. It's just
you say your pet looks fine, and then you charge them.
Yeah, that's good. Don't give away my method.
I like that.
No, it's going to be a discounted office call, but we do a full exam and we do principally vaccinations, stool reports, anything that's
what's that? Stool report.
Yeah.
And today we have.
You know what I wanted to do one time, and I know this is disgusting to a lot of people, but one time in my life, I had a doctor who sent me home with those little wooden sticks, and he wanted me to get poop samples and put in little packets.
To make sure you didn't have blood.
Yeah, and I told my wife, I said, I'm going to take the dog's poop.
And
put it here and send it back and just see what happens.
Well, there you go. You could do it the other way with the vets. Take your poop
human
instead
poop
of your
into
dog's
Dr.
poop.
Doug.
Mr. Pinion, you're okay, but you have worms.
Heartworm.
Now you guys have lost it.
Now we have. We've lost. Let's go to the phones and take these calls. We will start with Ken. Ken, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. And
hi, Ken.
Man.
Hallelujah. What's cooking?
Hey, I have a 15-week-old puppy, and she has a little infection called juvenile canine vaginitis.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you say that word on the radio?
We'll edit it out. Go ahead.
Okay. Take care of that, will you?
Vagina.
And anyway, she's been on two different...
Anyway.
I did it, didn't I? She's been on two different antibiotics, and when we did take her to a specialist, the specialist told us that nobody should ever make a promise that they could cure this, and that it will pretty much have to cure itself just through her first heat. And
has she been spayed yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, as soon as she gets spayed, that's going to go away. How old is she now?
15 weeks.
15 weeks? So yeah. She can be spayed anytime. Some people wait till 6 months, but I always do them at 16 weeks is fine. So if you get that done immediately, the hormone changes will help to cure that.
Okay, because, yeah, it's you know, not to sound rude or crude, but she is a little messy at times with that.
We didn't need that. Ken, we could have done without that.
I think the term vaginitis covered it.
That's enough.
Yeah, if you want to come and we'll take care of it if your vet doesn't want to do it any earlier than now, but that can be done.
I was just wanting to make sure what we were being told was accurate.
Yes.
Well, now you know. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
All right.
We know what a neutering takes care of in a male dog, but is the spaying essentially like a hysterectomy?
Yeah, what is
it? Is, it's an ovariohysterectomy, which means you take the ovaries out as well, which means there's no hormone, a primary hormone produced, so you don't have the female traits of heat and stuff like that. If you don't do it, unfortunately, most, you know, they go into heat twice a year, and if they aren't bred, they're more prone to an infection of the uterus afterwards, and sometimes that becomes an emergency situation. So if you're not gonna, if you're not have a function to breed, we try not to breed any extra animals, then go ahead and get your puppy spayed.
Well, I wonder where that heat thing came from. Go into heat.
Yeah.
Right? That's like,
who came up with that?
It's like essentially a woman's period, right? Is that
it's kind of the same thing.
Same,
right?
Yeah.
But kind of. But I don't have a lot of experience with this, but I remember as a kid when people didn't tend to spay and neuter dogs the way they do now. Apparently, every dog within 2 miles, every male dog, knows if there's a dog in heat.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Their noses are very strong.
They come from a couple miles
away.
Hey,
in my fraternity in college, we had the house father and mother's dog was a male intact, and we had about 8 other dogs, and they're all females intact, and this is when I was young and didn't know better. And, gosh, I got to tell you that poor dog, every month or every 6 months, he was going nuts. So
literally nuts.
Literally.
Is that the same like women, where female dogs will sync up together on their heat cycles?
Or? Yeah, they can. Yeah, I mean, that's called the dormitory effect in adult females, and it happens.
Yeah, and you know a lot about females.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I know a lot about this heat thing.
How much you knew about women?
I love women.
Oh my God.
Let's bring Jim in here. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, hey, Jim. I got a border collie, and she is 11, 12 years old. Uh-huh. And I find that I see where she's starting to like drool a lot. She drinks a lot of water. And that was the one question. And what's the life expectancy on a border collie?
You know, there's no absolute because every animal is an individual, but we tell people that animals that size, it's really kind of size dependent. We expect them to be able to live 12 to 15 years these days because our medicine's a lot more sophisticated and our care is a lot better. So if you're willing to follow up, like in a case like this, the first thing you do is review the teeth and the mouth and make sure there's nothing in there that's causing the drooling and all that. And then obviously in 11 to 12 years old, you're going to want to get a blood sample, because the blood sample would tell you how the other organs are functioning and might relate to something that's going on in the mouth. So that's the first step, a good physical exam. Let your vet do the workup and get some blood work, and you'll probably get on to a good answer and hopefully fix the dog.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Doug. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. And here's Judy. Judy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Judy. How you doing? Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have a sad story. My son had to put his dog, 8-year-old dog, down this afternoon. She got sick overnight, and they said that she had a tumor on her spleen that ruptured. Is this a common occurrence with dogs?
Yeah, actually, it's one of the most common abdominal tumors we see, and they're called either hemangiosarcomas or hemangiomas.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, the one thing is, I don't know the story on your dog, but what happens is that tumor grows, and that spleen is a organ that's full of blood anyway, has good blood supply. So the tumor, whether it's benign or a real cancer, either way, it kind of makes the nature of the tissue weak, and it ruptures, and they literally bleed to death.
Right, but that's what they told my son.
Well, if you catch it and you go in, about 50% of them are benign, and if you remove it, the dog lives a normal life. If you don't remove, you know, if it's a true cancer and they can tell you the pathologist, then obviously the prognosis is much worse.
How would you catch it?
She had no symptoms or anything else. It just happened suddenly overnight.
Yeah, like I said, I always go in and try and remove it because you never know when you're going to get a benign tumor or a real cancer.
But you can't remove it if you don't know it's there.
Yeah, they didn't know it was there.
Right,
but the diagnosis would be with an X-ray and or blood in it. I mean, it's pretty easy to determine. But we'll see sometimes two or three a month. That's how common they are.
Oh, my heavens. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay,
Judy,
sorry.
Thank you. And that's what I would have said, the hemotecheiana.
Yeah.
Mangione.
A Mangione.
Chuck Mangione. Mangione. Let's go. Let's see who's next. I think it would be Tim. Tim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Hallelujah. What you got?
About a year ago, we adopted a Basset and Black Lab mix.
Okay.
The dog is a great dog.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, he is very aggressive. He is, he's like a bull. When you walk in the house, he just charges you, and it's like he can knock you down.
He charges you to walk in your own house? Don't pay
it. Right, yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about mean aggressive or just like
No. He's just very, very playful. I mean, he don't have a mean bone in his body.
Yeah,
but the thing is, we're having a graduation party for our son this year. I mean, this next weekend, and I don't know what to do with the dog. I mean,
well,
we
there's
don't
a
want
bunch
to
of options.
Him in the pound for a day, or is there anything we can do to keep
yeah,
him?
Yeah, you can get some medications to kind of sedate him for the day and put him in a room where he's not going to be bothered by all the activity. That's an easy way to do it.
You need anything over the shelf, or
you're going to have to get something from your veterinarian, I'm sure. Yeah. That would be the first thing, and then the obvious second thing, if you wanted to send them to your vet or to a facility for the day, that's that there too. And thirdly, you can probably get a hold of a behavioralist and try and work that out of him a little bit and kind of get him calmed down so he knows that, you know, when someone comes to the door, the first thing he does is sit quiet.
Probably not enough time, though, to teach the dog.
Not for this week, no.
He just loves people. And the thing about it is, if we put him in a room by himself, he's just going to bark all day.
Well, not with the sedative in him, he won't. He'll be sleeping. So, yeah, talk to your vet about, there's a drug called acepromazine that's commonly used as long as he doesn't have a history of seizures, which could be dangerous. But and then in worst-case scenarios, sometimes even Dramamine or Benadryl can be helpful to take the edge off, but I wouldn't do that without your veterinary.
Tim, do you have any marijuana at your house?
That'll just make him hungry.
If you do, you can inhale it, then
30 years.
Blow it into the dog's nostrils like you resuscitate a dog and get him high. He'll be fine.
I will be raiding your icebox.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He'll be raiding your icebox. Let's take Anne. Anne, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Anne. What can I do for you?
Well, oh, by the way, I am AM in the PM.
That's good to hear.
We have a very docile dog. She's part chow and part lab. She's about 13. She has hip problems from a previous accident where they had a pin in her hip and everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, they removed that, and now she's got a lot of muscle weakness and a lot of discomfort. She's on Rimadyl. Oh, she weighs like 44 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Rimadyl, and she takes half a tablet morning and evening.
Mm-hmm.
She does like to be outside. She does like to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
But when she comes back, she is totally wiped out, and she makes this little sound in her throat, not a cry, not a, just a little, noise that there's something wrong.
My wife made that same sound just the other night.
See, I wouldn't have said that. I would never have said that.
You know what? One thing you can ask your vet to include is a drug called Tramadol.
Uh-huh.
It's used in humans as well. And it's a very, very good mild pain support, and I use that in conjunction with the Rimadyl or one of the other anti-inflammatories that you were talking about. And then the other obvious thing you're going to have to do, unfortunately, is you're going to have to retire those walks to some degree. Even if you just take the dog out and go a few steps and come back in is better than nothing, and psychologically the dog will probably enjoy that, but you can't do these extended walks because the dog is just going to break down over time. And there's some other options that... There's a drug called Adequin that some vets will use very successfully in helping support these dogs. It builds up the cartilage in the joints and makes the dog more comfortable. So there are a number of things you can do, but I would talk to your vet about adding to what you already have.
Okay, because I don't want her to be in any pain.
Yeah, the Tramadol is really good, and I would get on that right away.
All right.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Ann. Wow, you've saved.
Wow, that's
you saved a lot of animals today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that last one with the ooing, that was sort of cool. I like that.
Pain and suffering. Yeah. You have no idea what you do for the world. You're at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for letting me be there.
All right, always a pleasure. Bye. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Your pet's best friend. And he is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Unbelievable.
And
unbelievable.
And how do you mean that?
Well, I just sold Tahoe. I just had Lisa McAllister up here with a couple of customers, and when they heard Dan's voice on the preliminary introductions, mm-hmm. they got scared and they didn't want to be on the radio. So they left my office.
Wow. I thought you said Dan's
paperwork and
Dan scared him.
Yeah. By the way, excuse me, John. Dan, when you talk, I can hear you through my headphones, through the glass. You talk so loud when you're getting John on the phone. You're going to have to tone it down. I'm sorry everybody had to hear this. It's embarrassing. And
okay,
awful.
Frank.
No, but he does. He talks so loud. When I'm on the air with Dr. Doug and the caller. Now, Dan's mic is not on. I have my headphones on. I'm listening. Through all of that, through a pane of glass, I hear Dan.
Hey, John, Dan Strauss. Yeah, how's it going?
He's like my wife on a cell phone.
He gets so happy talking to John.
So loud.
Ian's the same way on his cell phone.
Yeah.
Is that it, Dan? You just get kind of excited when you talk to me?
Yeah, that's it, John.
Hey, John, yesterday was my anniversary, and we went to Annie Guns last night, and I know that you're a big fan of Annie Guns. And,
yes.
And I had something there that if you ever take Mimi there again, you have to try it. It's a shrimp. I don't know the particular name for it on the menu, but it's a shrimp the size of a lobster tail. I have never seen a shrimp this big. It came with drawn butter. And you eat it like a lobster.
A giant prawn?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the size of a baseball. It was huge.
You know, you're making me really, really hungry right now.
Boy, was that good. And it was a wonderful night and a bottle of wine, and I got home, and then she got a headache. So. Well, you laugh. You can laugh. You can laugh.
That's kind of funny,
I had taken vitamins. I took some energy drink. I'm off. I'm ready. Ready to go, and then the headache hit. So.
Yep.
That's the way it goes.
It's amazing. When we're together, Tanya never has a headache.
Wow. Oh, man.
I sure hope Mimi's not this.
Wow. When we're together, it's
no, I know. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
When we're together out for a dinner.
Yeah. As long as she can come home in a paid-for Suburban, knock yourself out.
Is that what a paid-for Suburban?
That's what it takes, a new Suburban, clear title.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You're unbelievable.
Well, I'm just truthful. So,
anyone else having allergy issues?
Yes.
I'm very lucky that way. Yeah, I don't have.
I don't.
My younger son, literally can hardly even step outside. He has it so bad. When it's at its worst, whatever mold or I don't know what those numbers
ragweed.
Mean. Yeah, all that stuff.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I've the last couple of days have been pretty bad.
Well, you're taking in more air with that nose.
Wow.
I am.
You're taking in an excessive amount of mold and pollen.
Yeah. And I think that when the wind blows, it just blows right off the top of your head, just away from the rest of your body.
Well, it does. Oh. And here's the thing. You're a hunter, so you know what a choke is for a shotgun barrel. It closes sometimes the size of the... Maybe the doctor could put in some inserts in your nostrils and close down the size.
Just restrict your nose.
Size. Restrict the intake.
I mean, you know, why do you want to talk about my nose? You know?
Because I think it bothers you.
It really doesn't.
It shouldn't. You know? It shouldn't. It has not in any way, it has not hindered your success. The fact that your nose is just, it's a little big. It's not even that big. It's just a little bit big. It's not that big.
A little bit big.
Just barely.
How would we describe your forehead? Okay?
My forehead goes on forever.
It's an eight head.
Eight head.
If we are comparing my... Oh,
hold on. Dan says it's not a forehead, it's an eight head. It's like two foreheads, so it's an eight head. That's pretty good.
I mean, you know, and I've never really seen you wear a cap.
Well, I the only time I wear a cap is if I'm going to be in the blistering hot sun for a long, long time, more than a couple of hours, or in the winter, if it's bitter, bitter cold, I'll put a hat on, just because, you don't want the heat to escape from the top of your
Ford
head.
Your Harrison Ford hat, your Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, that's right. I have my leather Indiana Jones hat, and it makes me look like Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
So I wear that in the winter if it's really cold.
You've worn that in here before. I like that.
I think I have. Well, thank you.
That's a good-looking hat.
Thank you very much.
You know, on some people. But on you, it doesn't look bad either.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
hey, we're having another great day here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Well, you should.
Unbelievably busy in our service department because, you know, that's a big foundation. Obviously, we really, really care about taking great care of our customers. You know, and it's not just at the time of sale, but, of course, it's after the sale to keep you coming back. Customer retention, that's probably the key to our success, along with, of course, being on this program for several years now. Those would be, I think, the two keys to our continued success.
Now, what are the two keys again to the success?
I want to write this down.
Tremendous service.
That's important.
After the sale.
That's important.
And then this radio program.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you.
I mean, that's even after the nose jokes. I still have to come clean with, how we feel about the AM and the PM listeners.
Did you ever know a guy named Red Lair? He was the chief of police in Baldwin many years ago.
No, sir.
He had a gigantic nose. No, I mean, not like you. You don't have that big a nose.
Why are we back on the nose again?
Because I just thought of a funny thing I did one time. Back when I used to get up and speak in front of people, even though I was petrified, I spoke at a chief of police luncheon, a police chief's luncheon. It was all the chiefs from around the area, and Red was there, and I knew he'd be there. And his nose was gigantic, and he knew it, and I said to him, I said, Red, I said, I see that you're in the audience, and I said, I'm glad you're here because you left something the last time we had lunch. You left something behind, and I brought it for you. You left your handkerchief, and I pulled out a bed sheet. A full bed sheet, and I flapped it in
really,
the wind.
That's really funny. Make fun of a...
He laughed. He laughed. He had a great sense of humor, and he appreciated it.
Are you guys still friends?
He's dead. He passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, he was a great chief, too. This guy was a fantastic cop, the chief in Baldwin, and he had a stroke. And he went from being this guy, you've seen this happen to people. They're in perfect shape. They work out, and then, boom, that stinking stroke hits, and it just knocks the life right out of them. But, man,
we're back on happy thoughts now.
Yeah, we are, because it is a happy thought to think about him, because he was a funny, funny guy. And I spoke this morning with, and I know you know the Florissant police people, and the thing with Mike Verna. I talked to a guy named Harmon, and I think his name is Andy Harmon. He is the public relations officer for the Florissant Police Department, about a couple of events coming up. In fact, while I have you on here...
Hold on.
Just mention them again, since you're up in that neighborhood. There are two coming up this Sunday. One is a benefit for Officer Mike Vernon, which is the...
Cugino's,
that's right. Yes, and it's from 11 to midnight, 11 a.m. to midnight. Bags tournament starts at 2 p.m., raffles, 50-50 drawing, auctions, and prizes. And the other one is a haircut-a-thon at Salon 67. Where do you get your haircut?
I go to... Studio Bronca, my buddy Mark Bronca.
Now, do you not have a private barber like the president does come to the dealership and cut your hair in your office?
No.
You don't?
You're kidding me.
I would have thought you would have your own barber.
I would rather my hair be a little longer and tucked up underneath a camo hat right now, getting ready to drive out to the farm if this was like, November, 6. I mean, come on.
I envision you as getting on the phone going, Mary, would you have my barber come by? And you have a little window, and you say, I need him by 3 to 3:20 to come
right
by
in your office, so you keep working while you're getting your hair.
Like I envision a tailor comes by and measures you for new shirts, and your barber comes by, like the president would do.
No.
Well, this haircut-a-thon is at Salon 67, and again, it's Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and 100% of the donations go to Officer Vernon's family. So.
And that's great. That is just great stuff. Officer Vernon's, doing well. He's just an unbelievable young man.
What do you pay for a haircut?
I'm talking about Mike Vernon.
I know, okay? But what do you pay for a haircut?
Because I love the kid. He's a great guy. I mean, unbelievable. We're talking about him, so...
Seriously, average, what do you pay haircut? Because I don't know, because I've never had a haircut in 35 years.
You poor thing.
What do you pay? What does it cost?
Well, you cut your own hair.
That's right. But what do you pay for a haircut?
I mean, would you cut my hair?
No. No,
I bet it's $35.
You know what? I wouldn't let you cut my hair.
I'm guessing $15 to $20.
No.
Yes, right.
See,
$20.
And the money there. Well, they do a good job. You got some good hair.
You talking about my hair?
Yes.
It's a little done. What do you all think about that? That Frank's talking about.
Well, he's living vicariously through you.
I mean, it's one thing if we're out and Tyann says your wife goes, "Wow, you get some great hair."
She's never said that.
She has too.
No, she hasn't.
Well, she said some other things.
I said one time to her, I said, I've never had hair, really. I said, boy, wouldn't it be great to have hair like John Landoff? She said, his hair's not that great.
Oh.
That's what she said.
No, that's not true.
I'm just telling you.
No, that is not true.
Okay,
she loves my hair.
No, it's not true. She does love your hair. Yeah. What do you want to sell?
We are selling a lot of Chevy Cruzes at 15.8. Chevy Malibus at 17.3. And the hottest little SUV in America. The Cruze and Malibu are very hot, but the Chevy Equinox for only $20,800. 2.9%. Are you sitting down? 2.9% for certified pre-owned vehicles.
Dan, I'm surprised you didn't just trade when you had your car in there, that Equinox, because you got the old style Equinox.
I thought about it. Yes, I do.
He's thinking about it.
That new one.
I'll tell you what, that Malibu that I drove, that was...
He liked
really
that.
Nice.
It is nice.
It's still great. Working on him, apparently. So.
Yeah.
But he's still thinking about it.
Could we have a phone number?
Please. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Mary Beth Tettis, second the team, and Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. And we're here late tonight. Late.
I'm looking at something on the screen, and John, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't appreciate this, and I don't go for it.
I don't go for it either.
Dan typed it on the screen. It said, "Here's the new slogan: Johnny Landoff, NOSE knows Chevys." I don't think that's funny.
I cannot even believe
that you did that.
I'd never.
Johnny Landoff knows NOSE Chevys.
It really kind of sounds like something you'd say.
No, it's on the screen. Dan wrote it.
Oh,
I can't
believe
it.
I didn't write it. Jose was back here messing with the computer.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even read it.
What's really amazing is I pay for this.
That amazes me, too. Nobody's more amazed than I am.
You're a masochist.
Yeah. Hey, hold off on that Check the Frank show.
Okay, we have to go.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going to see my therapist now.
Okay, good. Thank you. Make an appointment for me. There he goes, John Landoff. We take a break. Then we come back, and Bill Cleveland will join us before you know it. We have some other stuff, too. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How do things look, Tim?
How ironic. We're right overhead of Johnny Londoff right now. Huh. And looking at eastbound 270, it's just a little slow between Lindbergh and 170. They have completed that bridge inspection work this afternoon, so all lanes are now open on the Chain of Rocks Bridge. There are no delays as you go through that area. Looking at westbound 70, a little bit heavy past the airport. You've got some slow traffic at Sunbelt, and then from Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes, it's slow. On southbound 270, we've got slow traffic now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, it's the usual stack up between the Science Center McCausland, again between Spady and Mason, and from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. And it looks like northbound 170 is slow from 70 up through North Hanley. That is a look at airborne traffic with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station Trimo.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. It's
very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Good Night Duo. Two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free. 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-300-8260 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now, he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-3681. 1-800-300-3681.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-700-9104 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-700-9104 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-700-9104.
When you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars. Really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now, they bring you and classic cars together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic cars at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. The Old Car Guys. Where buyers and sellers come together.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. I've been telling you all about the original $189 window guys, but don't just take my word for it. Window World sales reps carry reference sheets and testimonials from neighbors who have used Window World. Exceptional price, service, and the strongest warranty in the business, that's Window World. Go ahead and shop, but make sure you call Window World before you buy. Window World, simply the best for less. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800, or windowworldstlouis.com.
Donuts from Old Town Donuts. St. Louis's award-winning donuts for 44 years are now available in Cottleville. Old Town Donuts has two locations, Florissant and now in Cottleville on Mid Rivers Mall Drive next to the Junior College, online at oldtowndonuts.com. Yummy.
Doozle's Frozen Custard is now celebrating 20 years in Florissant. But you ought to visit their newest location in St. Charles at Highway 370 and Elm and enjoy Doozle's original frozen custard. If you're cutting calories, try their 98% fat-free. Mm-mm, good. Visit Doozle's online at doozlesfrozencustard.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, here's a way not to run a business. I have a carpet upstairs in my house that is kind of buckled up. It needs to be stretched. A carpet, after a while, it
gives.
Yeah, it gets. And I know there are people that. And I told my wife, I said, we need somebody to come here and stretch this carpet. So she finds in the paper a little ad. And I like the kind of local neighborhood. So it says carpet stretching, installation. You could tell it was sort of a small business. So I call this morning about 10 o'clock. And I left a message that we had some carpet upstairs in about three rooms. It just needed to be stretched tight, take the buckles out of it. I've still yet to get a call back. It was a recording. Let me just say this to folks. If you want to be in business, if you want to sound like a legitimate business, nobody wants to hear that, I'm sorry we're not here right now, if you leave a message. That, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like it's you and your husband, and that's kind of it.
Especially at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, here it is, 10 till 5.
No return call.
I know somebody that does it.
Well, we'll talk.
Okay.
But when they do call me, the first thing I'm going to say is, why did it take you this long to call me back? What kind of business? And then I'll probably say, I'd love to do business with you, but I can't. Because if it took you this long just to call back, how long would it take you to get here to do this? Answering services are really cheap. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And for not much money at all a month, less than 100 probably, you have somebody say, good afternoon or good morning, Ajax Carpet Stretching Company. And you go, yeah, I'd like to talk to you. Well, I'll have somebody call you right away. Could I have your name? I mean, it sounds so much better. There's just no excuse anymore for doing the in-home recording device. And that's what it sounded like, the old cassette tape kind of, we're not here right now. Meaning you can only handle so much work. Well, you must be too busy for me. You don't need my work. So just a suggestion, if you're going to have a business, there are some simple, inexpensive ways to make it sound like a business. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
How are you doing today,
Frank? I'm doing great today, Charlie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm actually exactly who you were just explaining. I'm a small local flooring company, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Been in business 10 years. My wife and I run the business, and I would like to set up an appointment to come out and stretch your carpet for you.
Long-time listener. I appreciate that. When somebody calls your business, what do they get when they call? Answer the phone?
Hopefully they get either myself, my wife, or Betty, who works for us. But there are times you will get our answering machine. But I drive and bid jobs all day. I check my answering machine probably 5 to 6 times an hour. And I return calls as promptly as possible. I can't tell you. We don't use an answering service because of the fact that I'm personally, I go to every job myself, talk to every customer myself, and I just am as hands-on as I can possibly be. And I'm not real big on the answering services. So,
well, when I first started working for myself, the first thing I did was get an answering service because a live person would answer and say, well, I'll have him call you back. And it just, to me... And look, I don't know your business. Maybe if you get back to people within 2 hours, even
don't take that long. Yeah.
Okay, but eight hours is that's ridiculous.
But I tell you, I may check into that because I've often thought about that.
There are people who just when they hear, "I'm sorry, we're not here right now," they just get the feeling that you're too small.
They also keep going down the list of flooring companies,
and they'll jump to somebody else, and you miss the opportunity to talk to them. But I'm not going to try to run your business, but you might look into it. And you know what? I appreciate the offer. I didn't do this to get somebody to call and go, "I'll stretch your carpet." I really do appreciate that. But I'll let these people call back, and Tina says she has somebody, and if it doesn't work, I'll tell you what. I'll do this. I'll put you on hold. Dan will take your number. If I don't get this taken care of, then I'll give you a call. We'll stretch some carpet.
And you that'd sound great. Tell you me have how, a great
you,
day.
And you can tell me what you charge, and that's what we'll do. All right, hang on, Charlie.
We'll do free estimates, you know.
Well, the estimate, I don't think there'll be an estimate. You'll just come out and just stretch it. I don't need an estimate. It is what it is. Hang on here, Charlie. I'll put Charlie on hold. Yeah, would you take his number for me just in case I need it? We got a break because we got Bill Cleveland coming up here. AmericanEquity.com, that's the website. AmericanEquity.com. That will take you to a website that will tell you about a place that for a little over 20 years has put people in homes, meaning making it possible for them to get a mortgage for the home. And I kind of like it when I hear some of the other mortgage other companies' commercials, because it's obvious to me they're trying to sound like American Equity Mortgage, or in some cases make it sound like they're a little better without saying the name American Equity Mortgage. Well, first of all, I don't know how they could be any better. I don't know how their rates could be any better. I don't know how their service could be any better. I don't know how they could possibly get your approval any quicker than American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage, if all the stars are lined up right and everything's in order, in as little as 2 weeks can get you approved for a loan. So you can do what you want. You can call who you want, but just remember, when other people use terms like perfect or less than perfect credit, when they have phone numbers that sound very similar to American Equity's, there's a reason for that. Everybody wants to be the big guy. Everybody wants to be number one, or like number one, or confuse you into thinking that you're calling someone equally as capable. So why not just go to the top to begin with? American Equity Mortgage. If you own a home, you really ought to take advantage of the borrowing power you have in the equity in that home and get these ridiculous low interest rates. They're still very low. And even if you don't have perfect credit, they'll bust their butts to get you the lowest interest rate they can on the money you need to pay off your credit cards or to pay cash for a car or a trip or tuition or whatever it is. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Looking at southbound 270, it's a little heavy at Page, but stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We just got a report of a stall on southbound 55 near Virginia. We also have stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40 from the Science Center through McCausland, Spady through Mason, and all through the Boone, through the Chesterfield Valley out to the Boone Bridge. And westbound 70, that was stop-and-go starting right at 370 and opens up just before Highway K. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a goner! Holiday hits a two-run blast.
This is Matt Holiday. The Ritz Kids kickoff to summer weekend is coming up. The weekend of June 8th, 9th, and 10th, we face the Indians. All kids 15 and under will receive a free ticket to another game this year. Also, there's a fireworks night, Six Flags Day, a family attractions card, and a kids' cooler lunch bag. That's the Ritz Kids kickoff to summer weekend on June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Holiday touches them all.
Man, I'm tired. John, I just recorded my best time ever.
Mike, what are you doing? Why are you out of breath?
I was running the bases.
Oh, Mike, Run the Bases is for kids on special Sundays throughout the year.
Yeah, but I won.
Oh, come on, Mike. The next Prairie Farms Run the Bases is Sunday, June 10th, when the Cardinals face the Indians.
Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
That day, kids will also take home the Kids Lunch Cooler Bag, brought to you by Powerade and Shop and Save. Tickets available for June 10th at Cardinals.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, Miss Pennsylvania has stepped down after claiming that the Miss USA pageant is rigged.
I saw that.
Yeah. Miss USA pageant spokesman Vince McMahon called the allegations ridiculous. And Donald Trump, you know, he runs the Miss USA pageant.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Trump's response after Miss Pennsylvania's charges yet, but I'm sure it'll be reasoned and measured and, just kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Trump, he and Newt Gingrich are also campaigning together for Mitt Romney. In fact, they just held a big event in Washington, D.C. I believe it was called the Million Ex-Wife March.
That's
between them, they got about a million ex-wives.
And
finally, I like to explain them, Frank.
You don't have to, Bill.
Okay. Well, Mitt Romney won the California primary. He was able to claim victory after he managed to get the votes of all eight Republicans in California. Not a lot of them. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company for downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland, Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I actually did see Trump's response to that gal that said it was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And man, was he cruel to her.
He said he was going
to
sue her.
He was not nice to her about her looks or anything else or her qualifications. Hey, don't go away. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis with 401.